Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Some Democratic members of the Assembly have done exactly the right thing, in my view. Gableman, the clown appointed by Trump, Gableman is the enforcer. He is the muscle, being hired at taxpayer expense. Initial budget, about $680,000 out of your pocket. That's out of state taxes, $680,000. Without your permission, didn't even ask. And he hires guerrillas, retired police officers. They're permitted to carry concealed or open carry, to go around the state and intimidate poll workers and clerks and whoever, you know, kind of walk in real official and go, we want to see if there's something wrong here. Well, there is nothing wrong. And now Gableman says he's going to look at all the assisted living facilities in the state. Old folks sitting there, a rocking chair in the summer on the porch, in the winter, sitting there looking at the TV set. Gorillas come in, the muscle comes in. This guy's a clown. Gableman's a clown. He might as well have size 22 sneakers and a green wig and an oversized red rubber nose that he can squeak every once in a while in a horn. And we're paying for this. We're paying. Well, he's not fessing up to who he hired, how much he's paying him, who the vendors are. And he wants to do secret depositions of clerks to scare him. To try to get around that, he just asked the Democratic Assembly members on the committee if he could meet with them in secret. They did exactly the right thing. They said, no, we won't. We're not going to meet with you out of the public view. What you should be doing and Voss should be doing, if you think you're investigating something, statute clearly says that you do it as a committee, you do it in public. There's TV cameras there. Democrats there to object in public. Sunshine is the best disinfectant. Justice Louis Brandeis 100 years ago said that. Sunshine is the best disinfectant. And this clown, the clown Gableman, what has he done? He won't identify the employees that he's hiring at your expense. One he called, her name was Carol, showed up. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel think that they found somebody named Carol, a lawyer, and named her, but Gableman won't confirm it. When he sent emails to elections clerks around the state demanding things, it was from an anonymous email account, the name of John Delta. Why is he concealing his own identity from election clerks around the state if he has Voss's permission and wants to do this? He won't disclose how much he's paying to computer vendors, consultants. Why are we doing this at taxpayer expense? The vote has been recounted a number of times. Biden won by about 20,000 votes statewide. Paul Ryan said, he won. Ron Johnson, the tape recorded him saying to a Republican group, we got to go on to something else. Biden won. The fact is that Trump got something like 51,000 votes less than the Republican candidates did around the state. That's what happened. And let's get on. But then the Republican Party, Voss and the rest, are threatened by Trump. Trump said that they're not good Republicans, and the way they do it is put together a fake audit with Gableman, and now he wants to meet in private with Democratic Assembly members to, quote, you know, calm them down or say, hey, Jack, clown man, you're going to do this in public, and it's going to be in front of a committee with TV cameras, and you're going to explain who you're paying, how much you're paying them, who your gorillas are, and have the public take a look at this. This thing stinks. It stinks like Putin and Belarus stink. That's how bad it stinks. Well, you know, you get off on this. That one good piece of news is, if you think it's inevitable that Trump's going to be the nominee in 2024, I don't think it's inevitable. The The Republicans are all ambitious. They would knife their grandmother if they thought they could get ahead. Chris Christie just came out of the weeds. And he started to attack Trump. He said Trump's speech the night of the 2020 election, quote, was the most dangerous he's ever heard and made him sick to his stomach, end quote. Now, that's clearly metaphorical. I don't recall his getting sick to his stomach. Nobody else does either. But he said that. He said that it's the most dangerous speech he ever heard. That's when Trump lied, said there'd been fraud, and ginned up about 30% of the Republican base forever. And it made him sick to his stomach. Then he said, but I would support Trump in 2024 if he's the nominee. Now he has changed his mind on that. He said he won't support Trump, and he may run himself, and there's a strong likelihood he will. That's essentially an announcement. Chris Christie is running. Now, Chris Christie, in my view, is not a strong candidate. You know, with Bridgegate, when he closed down the bridge between New Jersey and New York because a Democratic mayor of the town right near the bridge wouldn't endorse the Republican Chris Christie for re-election over a Democrat. Are you kidding me? The woman died in that. There was an ambulance and it got stopped because that's a very crowded area and you have 8 lanes going down to 1 or something. She died in an ambulance. Old gal, it was an old lady, it was a heart thing. And either in the ambulance as they wheel her into the emergency room, that is a doornail. And then Christie's flacks come out and go, well, she had a bad heart. She would have died anyway. That's cold. I mean, there's certain things that are cold. That's just plain cold. So I don't think the guy's going anywhere. But the fact that he's willing to take a jab at Trump, all of the other people, all the other lowlifes in the Republican Party who are sniffing, are looking at this thing secretly going, great. Now, how can I wound him? I'll wound Trump. I'll stick a spear in him too. And when he has a lot of spears in him, he looks like a porcupine. Then I'll attack Christie for being the first spear chucker. That's what's going to happen. That's what the way these people are. They're very, very nasty, very, very bad news. But one of the things that I really hope happens here is that somehow somebody in the Republican Party surfaces who says just flat out, you know, the way Paul Ryan did. And Paul Ryan, I don't agree with him on many issues, but he did flat out say that Biden won, or Liz Cheney, that there's some kind of a ticket put together of people who are conservative and they're Republican and I'll support Biden. However, these people will not knife our democracy. That is what I am hoping. And Chris Christie is the first salvo in that war. And it's going to be a long war. And there's going to be a lot to talk about on this radio station for the next 3 years. But that's the way you have it. Chris Christie finally took a shot at Trump. He has nothing to lose. The master of Bridgegate, I don't think he's going anywhere, but he is going to be the predecessor of a bunch of people who will start to weaken Trump. Great show, great call and great topics. We're going to stand by and look for the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict, maybe today, maybe not today, maybe tomorrow, maybe some other time. My friend Earl Ingram is standing by, broadcasting live from Kenosha. Stand by for some great programming overall. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, dueling tangents with Luke and Brian. And then you have my friend Earl Ingram live on the ground in Kenosha. Great evening programming, great weekend programming, spearheaded by Pizza Box Mike, my friend Pizza Box Mike. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Signing off for today.